So who or what is the Buddha? How do Buddhists think of him? How did he think of himself? In the first place, the Buddha is a man, a human being. But he's not an ordinary man, he's an extraordinary man. He's an enlightened man, a man who is the living embodiment of perfect knowledge, the living embodiment of unbounded love and compassion, the living embodiment of inexhaustible energy. But he wasn't born an extraordinary man. He became an extraordinary man, became an enlightened one, became a Buddha as a result of his own human effort. His effort to make actual what was potential in himself, to develop to the full what was only germinal in himself. So Buddhism has two great categories: the category of ordinary man and the category of extraordinary man, or the category of unenlightened man and the category of enlightened man. Now, although the gulf between the enlightened and the unenlightened man is not unbridgeable, as is the gulf between God and man in Christianity, the distance between them, the distance between the enlightened and the unenlightened man, is very, very great. And it takes tremendous effort to traverse the gap between them. Many Buddhists indeed do believe that this effort has to be maintained through a succession, a series of lives, whether here on earth or in higher realms. And for this reason, the enlightened man is regarded as an independent category of existence. The enlightened man in Buddhism is regarded as the highest being in the universe, higher even than the gods. And for this reason, the enlightened man is worshipped. Worshipped out of gratitude for setting an example, for showing the way, for showing us what we too are capable of becoming. In other words, the enlightened man, the Buddha, is worshipped as teacher, as exemplar, as guide, as shower of the way, not as God. And in this connection, Gautama the Buddha is traditionally known as Lokajesta. Buddha is only the best known of Gautama the Buddha's titles in the West. There are quite a few others well known in the East. One is Tathagata, one is Bhagavan, one is Arahant. And also there is this title of Lokajesta. So what does Lokajesta mean? Lokajesta means the elder brother of the world, or elder brother of mankind. So what does this mean? Why is he called the elder brother? He's called the elder brother because he is born first, born spiritually first, and we are born spiritually afterwards, born of the teacher, born of the truth. Very often the Buddha is represented as saying to his disciples in his own lifetime, "You are my own true son, born of my mouth, born of the teaching, the heirs of spiritual things, not heirs of worldly things." And sometimes it's said in the Mahayana sutras that it's like a clutch of eggs. One chick emerges first, and the first to emerge from the shell is the eldest. So what does this little chick do? I don't know whether this is ornithologically correct, but this is what the scriptures say. What does this little chick do? The first to be born, the first out of the shell. He starts tapping on the shells of the other eggs. with his little beak. He helps the other chicks to emerge. So we are told in the Mahayana Sutras that the Buddha is like that first chick. He's the first to emerge from the shell of ignorance, the shell of spiritual darkness and blindness, and then he taps on our shells and he wakes us up with his teaching. He helps us to emerge. So from all this we can see that the Buddhist conception of enlightened man, Buddha, represents a category for which we have no equivalent in Western thought or Western religious tradition. The enlightened man, Buddha, is neither God nor man in the Christian sense. He's not even man without God, or man left on his own without God, as it were. He's something in between and above, even very far above. Perhaps we can best think of enlightened man in evolutionary terms. Man is an animal, but he's not an ordinary animal. For want of a better term, he is a rational animal. He represents a new mutation, a new species, a new category. An animal, yes, but at the same time infinitely more than animal, a human being, a man. In the same way, a Buddha is a man, but he's not an ordinary man, he's an enlightened man. He too represents a new mutation, a new species, as it were, a new category of existence. A human being, yes, but at the same time, infinitely more than a human being, an enlightened human being, a Buddha. So much then for misunderstandings about the Buddha.